Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Emma Stratton, who plays in Anything Goes, coming to Warner Theater here in Washington, D.C. Emma, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so Anything Goes, pretty big in terms of, theater, a pretty big one here. Debuted on Broadway in 1934, won Best Musical Revival at the Tonys a couple years ago in 2011, and now this thing that's coming to Warner Theater is the national tour. You and I know about the plot, the ocean liner from New York to London, the whole deal, but if any of our listeners don't know the plot, just give them a little, run through of what it's about.
Right. Okay, so my character's name is Reno Sweeney, and her good friend Billy Crocker has just met the love of his life, Hope Harcourt, and I'm going on the ocean liner. I am a nightclub singer, and I am performing on the nightclub every night, and so I convinced Billy to come on the boat because the love of his life is also going to be on there. So the whole trip is Billy trying to get the girl. She's already engaged. I love Billy, but I'm trying to help him get the love of his life, and we all end up being with who we're supposed to be with, and it's not necessarily the people we start off with in the beginning of the show, but it's all, it's a big comedy with Cole Porter music, a love triangle, a bunch of love stories, and hilarity sort of ensues.
A little bit for everybody.
Exactly.
This role that you're playing, the lead, Reno, this was originated by Ethel Merman back in the day. I mean, this is pretty big shoes to fill. How do you get yourself into character? And, do you think about the fact that if it's such a famous part, or is it just kind of a humbling experience?
I really don't think of it much. I initially heard all of the music when I was really young by listening to Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday singing it, actually, because Cole Porter music, everybody knows it, whether or not they know it's from the musical Anything Goes.
Right, it's been covered a million times, yeah.
Exactly, from people that we all know, like I said, Frank Sinatra. And so I initially heard the music as a little girl by listening to that, and then I obviously got into musicals when I was young, and so I think of it more like that rather than thinking of big shoes to fill. Ethel Merman and Patti LuPone and Sutton Foster have all played Reno Sweeney, and I think so highly of all of them, but I think that no matter what, every one of those women are so, so different and so unique that I don't really think anything of it as far as big shoes to fill or anything. I just think of it as now me stepping into the character.
Right. Another great part to play. So it's funny. You mentioned you got in through the music. I actually, my first encounter when I was a kid, I remember this is going to sound funny, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. The actress who wound up being Spielberg's wife. They got married after the movie. She opens the movie singing Anything Goes. And that was the first time I heard that song. And then, obviously just like you, I grew to learn the stage version too, but it's funny how, pop culture kind of seeps in there.
Absolutely.
You heard the Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald songs. Do you remember when you first encountered the play itself? Did you ever see it, or is this kind of the first time dealing with it?
Yeah, I saw a community theater production that my sister was actually in, probably when I was about 10 or 11.
And she played Reno, or
she did not. She played Mrs. Harcourt.
Okay.
It's Hope's mother, and so yeah, it was just a community theater production, and I knew all of the songs, but I hadn't seen the show yet. So around 10 or 11, and then I actually saw the most recent revival in 2011, the exact production we're doing now with Sutton Foster that won the Tony Awards, and I loved it. I saw it with my best friend, and it was a stunning production. And even then I was like, I would love to play Reno one day. It's going to be another 10 or 15 years before that happens, but someday I would love to play this part. And lo and behold, it's happening now, which is incredible because I loved the production when I saw it in 2011.
Now, explain to our listeners who might not know how that works, the fact that, so they're aware of this Broadway version, the one that you saw. How many of those pieces carry over to the national tour? Explain to them how that works.
Right. Okay, so it's the same exact production. It's under the same direction as Kathleen Marshall, who won the Tony Award in 2011 for Best Choreography. She was nominated for Best Direction. It won for Best Revival. And so it's under the same exact direction. It's the same costume, same set. It's the same exact thing, but just touring around the country for the next 8 months. So it was revived in 2011. It had its first national tour 2 years ago. They took a little bit of a break, and now we're doing the second tour.
Awesome. Now, and there's so many good songs in this one. I remember Take Me Back to Manhattan, I Get a Kick Out of You, and then, of course, the title number. What is it about Cole Porter's music that is so timeless? You know, like you mentioned the Sinatra and stuff. I mean, what makes it that it's so universally relatable?
I think that the melodies are gorgeous. Virtually all of his songs are jazz standards now, which makes everybody, no matter what age you are, know his songs. And Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett are actually singing Anything Goes. Recently, they just came out with a cover of Anything Goes, which is crazy.
Yeah, that album, I think they just won a Grammy for it, and they're actually coming to D.C. and to the Kennedy Center in the summer to do, you know, Cheek to Cheek, Anything Goes, all the songs.
Oh, my gosh, how insane. That's incredible. Yeah, exactly. So everybody knows the music. The lyrics are so quick, so funny, so smart. But the melodies are so simple. And I think that just anybody can relate to them because his sense of humor was so spot on and still is. I think that just anybody can relate to them, and our audience members have been such a wide range of age. There have been young, there have been 6-year-olds in the audience that love the tap dancing, and then there have been 90-year-olds emailing me and saying, we love the show, we saw it, you know, 40 years ago, and I saw a production in my hometown, and, you know, love the music. So the music is really what the audience really comes for and knows coming into the show.
Absolutely. Do you have a personal favorite song, a personal, you know, a favorite number? When, as you're sitting there doing the show night in and night out, is there one that you go, you're kind of looking forward to the most each night?
I look forward to Anything Goes because it's the first time we're all dancing together. It's a 10-minute tap number. And it's the first time all of us, for the most part, other than maybe 2 or 3 characters, are dancing together and having so much fun, and most of the time we're kind of hollering on stage and you know, saying, yeah, let's go, you know, all of this stuff, and just having the greatest time because we're tapping, and it's a long number, and by the end of it, we're exhausted, but it's so much fun, and the music is so fun, and just dancing with the orchestra and everything is just such a good time, and it ends Act One, and I think, yeah, I look forward to that every night.
Awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, when you get in the routine of doing it, it's nice to have those pinch-yourself moments every now and then and say, well, I'm touring doing Anything Goes. This is awesome. You know,
absolutely.
So make sure you take some time and fit that in there, all right?
Absolutely.
Now, just so we know, you guys are only in town in D.C., I think, for 2 nights, I believe. I think it's February 25th and the 26th at Warner Theater, right? Or am I missing something? It's just those 2 nights?
No, that's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then where are you now in your tour?
We are in Peoria right now.
Okay.
We have 2 nights in Peoria. This will be our second night. We go to Cincinnati for a week, which is really nice. We just did Columbus last week, all week. And we're really excited for D.C. because so many of us have been there. So many of us are from the East Coast, and so we're super, super excited to be in D.C.
Well, I know you have a lot of cities on the tour, but try to save a little extra magic for February 25th and 26th at Warner Theater, okay?
Absolutely. We're thrilled to be there.
Give us the best show of anyone.
Of course.
Awesome. Hey, Emma, thanks so much for coming on. Again, guys, it's Anything Goes, the Cole Porter musical. Very famous, coming to the Warner Theater in D.C. February 25th and 26th. And we'll look forward to seeing you at the show, Emma.
Thank you. Thanks so much.